T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And it's a high bouncer to first. Hoskins backs up in and out of his glove. And so Meadows will be on. And Hoskins clutching his knee.
That's not a good sign. He's in a lot of pain.
Hoskins. Boy, he's really in a lot of pain, isn't he?
Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't good, and the news was worse afterwards. Welcome on. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, we're live, BayCare Ballpark, Clearwater, Florida, our second day here in spring training, and obviously some tough news to react to start end the show yesterday and to react to again this morning. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Tampa,
Clearwater. And Philadelphia.
Philly, yeah.
Everyone.
Good morning,
yeah.
Atlanta.
There it is.
Hey, Kyle, that was uncalled for. I was uncalled for. But, yeah. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Well, we're doing all right. Obviously, some tough news for the Phillies that was confirmed last night. We'll get to it all. 215-592-9494. We're going to have some great guests on the show today. Kyle Schwarber is going to join us. We will have Trey Turner later on as well. So, big day here from Clearwater. But, Hugh, we start with the news that I think we saw coming. I mean, right, we were here when the injury happened. It was a non-contact injury for Rhys Hoskins. And, you know, when those happen and a card comes out, it's not hard to put two and two together and realize – it's probably not good. And we got the news last night. The Phillies put it out there, Hugh, that Rhys Hoskins has a torn ACL. So it's a significant injury. It probably means, and I say probably because when we have Kyle Schwarber on, he is someone that actually came back from a torn ACL in the first week of a season and played in the World Series. So I say probably. Most likely, Rhys Hoskins' season is over. Certainly his regular season is over. Hugh, it's a big blow for the Phillies. It's a team that has World Series expectations.
Yeah, no question about that. You know, just reading around and looking at what you're losing. You're losing that production with his bat. You're definitely losing that.
Yep.
That is something that you're going to have to replace. One of the things that we talked about at the beginning of this season, going into this season, was that lineup and how you can interchange that lineup and the production that you're going to get out. You're talking about a 30 home run guy. That's going to be tough to try to replicate. But you have to move on. They got some interchangeable guys on this roster. We're going to get into that a little bit. But somebody's going to have to step up, Joe. Somebody's going to have to step
up. Yeah, and now it's time to talk about those guys. 215-592-9494. Look, you know, it feels weird. It feels almost, you know, insensitive to say, but it's next man up. And that's the way sports works, right?
Yeah.
Player goes down, next man up. And it's unfortunate. You feel bad for Rhys Hoskins, who may have played his last game as a Philly. But, Hugh, they've got some guys who do have to step up. Let's talk some X-factors here for the season and who in his, you know, in Reese's absence needs to play well and hit well. And for me, it's quite clear. It's Nick Castellanos. I mean, Nick Castellanos has to be the guy now that hits. We know he's not going to play first base. He's going to play the outfield, DH, whatever. But he's got to hit. When they signed Nick Castellanos last year, $100 million, you know, they signed Schwarber, and then they signed Castellanos. And it was like, oh, my goodness. Like, they got two big bats to add to the lineup. And one of those guys, Schwarber, held up his end of the bargain, and he had a typical Kyle Schwarber year. The other guy didn't. I mean, Nick Castellanos last year was terrible. He just had a terrible first season as a Philly. And as I look at this team and how they can replace Rhys Hoskins, and you know, we'll put out, you know, possible lineups to talk through what they might do, but I look at Nick Castellanos, he has to go back to hitting the way he used to, which used to be really good. I mean, this guy's had big years in Major League Baseball. He's about 30 home runs. He's done that. You know, lead the league in doubles. He's done that. Like, Castellanos was signed, Hugh, to hit, and he's the guy I'm singling out because, you know, last year was almost like, yeah, you don't hit, it's okay. We got so much around you. We got Bryce Harper. We got Rhys. We got, you know, we got Kyle Schwarber. If you don't hit, it's not going to kill us. If this year without Rhys Hoskins now, it's on Castellanos. He has to hit. Otherwise, this thing's a trouble.
Yeah, that's one of the names that we've been bantering around. But I think it has to be Alec Bohm because, you know, when you hear people talk about him and how, you know, he's gained 10 pounds in offseason, he's starting to get his man body and things of that nature. He's the guy that I look at that has the potential to make up for that 30 home runs that you're going to lose by losing Rhys Hoskins. And it also gives you a chance to get Sosa on the field because we were talking to Rob Thompson yesterday, and he was trying to get Sosa on the field. So that's the way you move some guys around. And he also mentioned that you have to be interchangeable. So this is an opportunity for you to get a guy up that you really like in Sosa and get Alec Bohm in that lineup and get him going.
Well, you know, we talked to I think it was Scott Fransky was on with us yesterday about Alec Bohm and the power, how it's coming out.
Yeah,
and it really is the last thing he has to accomplish as a hitter because he puts the bat on the ball. He's hit 300 before, but he's never hit for power. And the names we're talking about right now, Castellanos, Bohm, Hugh, those are going to be the guys. Like, I'm not sure how Rob Thompson is going to set this lineup on opening day without Rhys Hoskins now, but I'd imagine one of those guys is going to be towards the middle, you know, where Rhys Hoskins typically was. These guys are going to have to hit. I mean, Castellanos has to start hitting again because last year he just didn't hit at all. And for Alec Bohm, he's got to hit for power because it is tough. You think about the beginning of the season now. We know no Bryce Harper for the first whatever, right? So he's not here.
Mm-hmm.
And no Rhys Hoskins. Like, they have a power outage now, like in the middle. Like, think about that. Rhys and Bryce, probably Schwarber, their three best power hitters. Well,
yeah.
Two of those guys are not here for the first – one for the whole season.
Yeah.
One for the first half. So the guys we're mentioning, Castellanos, Bohm, they got a hit.
Yeah. And I tell you what, like when you have your teammates go down like that, it's unfortunate that things like that happen. But the mission, you still have to stay on mission. We talked about that yesterday. You still have to stay on mission. And this is an opportunity. Like, even though your teammate's down, Alec Bohm might look at this as an opportunity to go out there and show what he can do, especially when he's trending in the right direction.
Well, and for him, too, it's an opportunity to prove he's the guy. I mean, he could be the first baseman of the future.
Yeah, he could be.
If Sosa takes over third and they play Bohm at first, that's a possibility. And for Castellanos, you know, I really think he got a pass for the most part in his first year. People were a little frustrated, Hugh, with him, but it was like, you know, he had a tough first year. It happens. He can't have a tough second year.
No, I mean, not now. Not with the expectations being what they are. Definitely can't have that.
And not after signing a $100 million contract.
Yeah, that the money is a big, major issue.
It's almost like the Tobias Harris thing, right? We bring it up every time. 215-592-9494. Who's the X factor for you? Now Rhys Hoskins is down. He's out. We know it's a torn ACL. Who's the X factor for you? Hugh says it is Alec Bohm to take that next step in it for power. I say it's got to be Nick Castellanos. He needs to be the player the Phillies signed because when they signed this guy, they talked about him as one of the premier hitters in baseball. And then last year, it wasn't just not one of the premier hitters. He was one of the worst players in baseball. He made some catches in the postseason, and it was like it was kind of like letting it go. It won't be let go this year. 215-592-9494 to react to the Rhys Hoskins injury, the reality of him being out, you know, for the season with a torn ACL, and of course, what now? And who has to step up? Who's the X factor for this Phillies offense without Rhys Hoskins? Kyle Quinn back in Philadelphia. Kyle, what are you feeling here as the Phillies try to replace Rhys?
Yeah, I love how you said back in Philadelphia. Like, you know,
I'm just trying to set. I think
it's raining. I think it's raining.
Is it raining?
It's pouring. Yeah, this whole time you guys are down there in Clearwater. It's coming down up here. So I hope you guys are enjoying it, but. To me, guys.
Oh, we enjoyed it last
night. Yeah, I bet.
Awesome.
It's nice, yeah.
I bet.
Right,
someone steal your liquor again last night, Hugh?
Nah, nobody stole it last night. We sat by the pool. We listened to some acoustic jazz guitar.
Oh, man.
and, you know, we were being fed grapes. It was, like, awesome. It was so awesome.
Well, to me, guys, I don't think there's a Philly athlete. Forget Philly. There's not a Philly athlete who is on the hot seat this season more than Nick Castellanos. I think if you would have asked me before Rhys Hoskins' injury, who was the guy I thought needed to step up the most? My answer would have been the same. It's Castellanos. I can almost give the younger guys, like Alec Bohm specifically, a pass because I've seen his desire to and ability to grow, like last season, especially at the plate, but on third base as a defender. Over the whole course of the season, we saw him get better and better and work on his craft. And he's not making $100 million. I can't even be sure at this moment that Nick Castellanos cares and isn't just content to sit back and collect his money. Rob Thompson always talks about the back of the baseball card thing, that he'll eventually prove to be the guy that he's been throughout his career, and I'm just not convinced that that's going to happen yet. I need to see it from Castellanos.
You know what? I don't know about you, Joe, but I think Kyle's getting ramped up for baseball season.
Oh, he's ready.
He has some fiery takes. He's had some spicy takes these last couple of days.
Castellanos didn't even go over for an opening day yet, and he's already mad at him. Well, and the one thing Kyle said there is true, the back of the baseball card. Like, that's why the Castellanos thing is so significant, because before he got here, he had a heck of a career. Like, the year before he got here, 34 home runs, drove in 100 runs. I mean, he hit 309. Like, the Phillies thought they were getting one of the best hitters in baseball. He comes here last year, 13 home runs and hit 260. I mean, I'll say it right now. If Castellanos has that kind of season again, the one we saw last year, they're in big trouble.
Yeah, and that's why I think that when you see Rhys Hoskins go down like he did yesterday, like, to a man, you look at your teammates and you know, guys have talked about it. They might not have voiced it as much, but it's being talked about, especially when you have an owner that talks about making it to the World Series. Everybody knows what the expectations are, and you have to play those into existence. When you have a guy like Rhys Hoskins goes down, then everybody else is on high alert, because that means you have to pull your weight. You have to pick up that slack that's going to obviously be missing from a 30 home run guy. Everybody knows that, so I'm pretty sure Castellanos is another guy that understands his assignment.
Yeah, and his role just grew. I mean, because now you can't just hide him. And, you know, and I thought there was a chance if he didn't hit it again, they'd hide him at the bottom of the order. You can't now. He's going to be more towards the middle. 215-592-9494. Who's the X factor for you? The Philly that has to step up the most without Rhys Hoskins? I say Castellanos. Kyle Quidza, Castellanos. Hugh Douglas here is on Alec Bohm to step up and really unlock that power that a lot of people down here in Clearwater think is coming. But there, you know, there's a lot of names here for us to banter about, because they've got a lineup that's deep. They've got a lineup that they believe in. There's a lot of good players in this. But it's, you know, Rhys Hoskins' production day to day, he was a frustrating player. He's been a frustrating player with defense and the slumps. But over the full season, you usually got the same production out of Rhys. You got those 25, 30 home runs. You got 25, 30, 40 doubles. Like, that's a lot of production to replace. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Get some reaction on the bad news on Rhys, which was the torn ACL. And now who has to step up? Steve's in Egg Harbor Township. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I hear about Castellanos, but, I mean, let's talk about the guy who's probably going to play first base for 70% of the time, and that would be Derek Hall. I mean, he proved last year when he came up in a tough situation, Bryce Harper going out, doing the job at first base, doing the job as a hitter, going the opposite way, which is what I like. And if they want to give him a break against left-handed pitching, then you move Bohm to first, Sosa to third. The guy's going to be playing Sosa in center field also, so he'll be able to get those guys more at-bats and really see what we have in Derek Hall, because what he did in a quarter season last year, prorated to a full season, is a guy who can hit 30 home runs and drive in 90.
Yeah, he was. He was interesting with Derek Hall, because he came up last year when Bryce got hurt, and he played a quarter of a season and he hit 9 home runs. So, like, you know, can he do that? If he does it over a full season, like, you know, like Steve's saying, that's 30 home runs. He's got real power. It's just a matter of, can he do it if he has to play a lot?
Yeah, and I think that when you talk about the expectations that this team has right now, I think Sosa is probably going to be the guy that they're really going to be working to get on the field first. And then if that doesn't work out, then you'll have some other options there. There's even some options that might be down the line with the timing of everything that happened to Rhys Hoskins, that you might go out and you might trade for a player later on down the line.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard it, Steve. Charlie Manuel was on with, I think it was Mark Cerise when they were down here, and he raves about Derek Hall. Like, you could tell Charlie believes in him.
Well, you could tell just because I like guys who go the opposite way. I don't like guys who sit there and try and pull every stinking pitch. And that's something that really irritated me about Hoskins. Because when Hoskins first came up, if you remember, when he had that torrid, you know, 45, 50 games at the end of the year that one year, he hit to the opposite field. And for some reason, when they got in Gabe and his people, everybody started trying to pull the ball. You still got to hit the ball where it's pitched. And if you can, big guys like that can hit it out everywhere. Harper's proven that over and over again.
Well, Steve, you're right about that. And, yeah, when Rhys first came up, it was incredible. I mean, he had a run his first summer here in 2 months. I mean, it was a home run basically every other night. It was crazy how good he was then. And he's been, you know, he's been a good Philly. I mean, it's the part I think that stinks for the most for these guys, he was watching it yesterday, and we're going to get a chance to sit down with Kyle Schwarber in a little bit. I think what's probably hitting these guys is that I think they all realize that might have been his last time in a Phillies uniform yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, and there's even some reports that might be his last time playing, because, you know, as an older player, it's tough, man. And I don't wish that on him, but the reality of it is this. When you reach a certain age, your body does not recover like it used to.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but that's the case. And the recovery time is 8 to 12 months. So, you know, we're hoping for the best. No question about that. But it's a tough rehab. It's a tough rehab when you're an older person.
Yeah, and now for the Phillies, they got to pick up and you know, it's next man up. Like, someone's going to play first base on opening day. If someone's going to hit third or fourth or fifth in the lineup, wherever they're going to pencil Rhys Hoskins in, and that production has to come from somebody. And, you know, Boehm, Castellanos, these guys need to hit it. And I say Castellanos is the one. Chuck's up. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck.
Joe, you know, I always enjoy hearing you, Joe, and I don't get a chance to talk to you, but you do a great job.
Well, thank you, Chuck. Appreciate
it, buddy. And you, welcome you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you so much.
Let me tell you why I'm calling you. You know, and you might see I'm being hard on a guy like Castellanos. But, you know, this is the guy that's telling us I hit baseballs. I didn't go to – you remember this spiel last year he gave us about
I didn't go to college. I hit baseballs.
You know,
like that,
look, let me say this to you. It's just me. I'm an outsider. I'm looking in because I do root for the Phillies. Here's a guy here. He walks around. He's scruffy looking. He doesn't shave. His clothes, he's disheveled. Tell this guy to act like he's from Philly. He's not from Detroit or Cincy now. And I want you guys to keep up the good work.
Well, we will. We will. But, we will absolutely do that. And we, Chuck, we appreciate
Chuck,
the phone call.
But Chuck, does that mean because I look scruffy? Chuck, are you telling me now I have to shave? Because I really don't want to shave, Chuck. I kind of like looking unkempt a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think you have to shave. I think you are right.
Okay.
Here's the deal for me, Hugh, when it comes to a guy like Nick Castellanos. I don't care if he has a beard. I don't care if he's clean shaven.
As long as he hits the ball. As long as he can play.
Yeah, no hair, wears his hair like Brandon Marsh. Just hit the baseball. I don't care about any of that. What he looks
like. I don't
like
have a college degree. I hit baseballs.
There, that's what it was. I don't have a college degree. I hit baseballs. Well, guess what? Last year,
life is good for him, too, by the way, hitting baseballs.
Well, he made $100 million in the Phillies, so he's good on that.
So that's good.
Though
that's
last year, he didn't have a college degree, and he didn't hit baseballs last year. So I don't know what last year was.
So this year the pressure's up. The pressure's up a little bit,
yeah.
No question.
Now it is. 215-592-9494. Casey's in East Falls. Hey Casey.
Hey, maybe Castellano has to go to college if he can't hit baseballs because he missed everything last year.
Yeah,
right?
It might be a little – I mean, it's not too late for his education. I don't know if he can go back.
You can always go back to school.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know.
That would be a hit if he decided to leave the team to go to college. Don't forget JP Realmuto
coming up, you know, and really having a great year at the plate because that guy, man, he's a serious hitter when he gets hot. He hit that homer, what was game one of the World Series? I mean – come on, man. I love Boehm because I think Boehm improved so much last year. If you go 2 years back, because that's when I watched for like 3 months straight because I was home sick, and that guy made so many errors that they just almost took. Didn't they take him out of the lineup 2 years ago because they had really good defensive third baseman, the little, you know, the other guy with the hat. They used to have the straw hats and stuff. Boehm improved so much last year that he helped them go to the World Series. And when he was in the World Series, I didn't see no errors. He really improved. We got to give people a chance to improve. That's what I said about Hirsch before the season started. Got to give these young players a chance to develop.
I think they are.
Everyone's got such high expectations. You know, kid was like in his second year last year. Now, Boehm, this is really professional hitter, man. And this Castellano, I'll say this about Castellano. Some players come to Philly, like Harper, and they love Philly because they're held accountable and they see that everyone has a passionate interest. All the fans love it. You go out to some of these markets, we talked about Trout, they don't even know they have a baseball team down there in Southern California. There's no pressure on those guys. But in Philly, there's a lot of pressure because you're held accountable by the fans and everyone else. You know, we're held accountable if we're, insurance sales here in Philly.
Well,
everyone's
accountable.
And you know what?
It's not for
culture.
Everybody, Casey, so, and we appreciate it, buddy. It's not for everybody, Hugh. I mean, the one thing about Castellanos that does worry me a little bit, and I understand that some of this is real, and Hugh, you spoke about, I think yesterday we were talking about it a little bit. Like I thought last year he made a lot of excuses for why he didn't play well, and he kept talking about adjustment. I think he and his wife had a baby last year, so
yeah, you can't do that.
But you know,
because nobody cares.
Lamar Jackson, I think 4 years ago, he wore a T-shirt to a press conference, said, "Don't make excuses. No one cares.
Nobody cares about the excuse. Like when you reach a certain tax bracket that most people can't fathom, they don't care about the fact that you know your wife's pregnant or the fact that you know. She had to, you know, go to the hospital to have a baby. They don't care about that. They want you to produce. And it doesn't sound fair, but life isn't fair. And you can't bring those problems to the table when you're a professional athlete, you know, and think that people are going to treat you like a regular person because to them you're not. You're not a regular person.
Yeah, and you know what? And here's the reality of it. Nick Castellanos wasn't the only player last year that changed teams, right? Kyle Schwarber did, and he hit 40-something home runs. He's not the only player, I'm sure, in Major League Baseball last year that had a life change. Moved a house, moved a city, had a kid, whatever. Like
letting people know where they stay or whatever. Just hit.
And perhaps he did have a tough year, and maybe it was in his head. But this year, he has to hit. He's got to step up because they're going to miss Rhys Hoskins if he does it. Dan's in Yardley. What's up, Dan?
Dan.
Hey, how's it going? I just think, well, Castellanos is the obvious choice, but another person who needs to step up is Bryson Stott. All throughout the minor leagues, he was an on-base guy, and Rhys is also an on-base guy. So someone's got to find their way on base and you know, produce in that way, too.
Well, you're right about that. It's a good point. It's not just the power that Rhys produced, because he did walk a lot, Dan, and he would get on base in front of whoever, you know, whether it be Bryce or, you know, whoever's going to hit behind him. Usually, a lot of times it's been Bryce the last couple of years. And those home runs by Bryce would be, you know, 2 or 3 run home runs. They do have to get on base for sure.
Yeah, and obviously Stott got tired at the end of last year. But, you know, after he played into the Arizona Fall League 2 years ago, and hopefully, you know, 2 straight years of playing a long season will help him carry it all the way through this year.
Yeah, I think that's the hope, and I would think it will. Dan, we appreciate it. Hugh, the one good thing and I think they have going for them is they're pretty deep. I mean, just their lineup. We talked about yesterday the reserves, right? A guy like Sosa, who's now going to get more playing time. Mm-hmm. But a couple of weeks ago, Rob Thompson said that he was kidding. He said he wishes he had 30 roster spots. Like, they don't want to cut these guys. So they feel like they have good players up and down the lineup.
Yeah, and they feel like they have enough that, you know, even though Rhys is his injury hurts you, that is, you know, you could probably – pick up that production from other guys. Now, granted, it might not be 30 from one person, but if you get 10 home runs from a couple individuals that make up that 30, then that's what you're kind of looking at. And it sounds like that's what they have with this lineup that they have, not this roster that they have on hit down here now.
Well, the two guys we brought up to start the show, right? So Castellanos hit 13 home runs last year. Let's say he jumps to 25,
and that's good.
That's 12. That's 12.
And then you
right
talk
there.
About what Alex Bohm, if he steps his game up a little bit,
right? If he goes, he hits 15 more than he hit last year. All of a sudden, we've almost made up for all of Rhys Hoskins' production
exactly. Just
with those two guys. I mean, that is big-time stuff. 215-592-9494. Who's the X factor for you now that Rhys Hoskins is gone for the season? Torn ACL. We're live, BayCare Ballpark, Clearwater, Florida. We got a big show planned. Coming up on the other side, Trey Turner. Philly shortstop Trey Turner is going to join the show in our next segment. Stay tuned for that. Don't go anywhere. Trey Turner is going to join us. And next hour, we will talk to Kyle Schwarber. Trey Turner on the show. Kyle Schwarber on the show. We're going to have a lot of fun today and obviously react to what happened to Rhys. We'll also get into some point, I'm sure, about Ezekiel Elliott, Eagles?
I keep hearing that name.
What is going on?
Keep hearing that name.
We leave Philadelphia for a couple days and things are going crazy. So we'll get into it all. 215-592-9494. Who's the X factor? Who needs to step up the most with Rhys Hoskins out? And we'll chat with Trey Turner next. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio at Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.